Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Welcome to Motivational Monday. And today, let's talk about what to do when, even if you plan, right? Because you all know by now that I'm all about planning. But even when you plan things or when you schedule ahead of time, what do you do when life happens and there's some unexpected thing? Maybe you get sick, maybe your child gets sick and your plans get thrown out of the water. And what to do then? Or maybe when you overschedule yourself, when you don't plan and kind of things get crazy. So I was asked that not that long ago, and I thought I would share what I do and some tips that could help everybody. So when this happens, let's say I get sick in the morning, I get up, I feel terrible, I have all plans since one. Aside from emergencies when you can't do it, right? Like maybe there's such an emergency that you just need to attend to the emergency first. But let's say if you're just not feeling well and so on, but you can still handle or think straight, maybe looking at, okay, what do I have to do today and making a decision that I need to cancel whatever I have going on, maybe the meetings and commitments that I have, and notifying potential clients, people you were supposed to meet as soon as possible, apologizing and saying, you know, emergency came up, I can't meet, let's reschedule. And even if you don't reschedule in that moment because you don't have time, you're just not feeling well, that's okay as long as you know, after whatever situation is gets resolved, you reach out to those people. Now, if, for example, you can do this right away because you need to tend to the emergency or things happen crazy and so on, then as soon as you can, reaching out to the people that you couldn't meet or you couldn't deliver whatever you had, apologizing, you know, explaining, not in very details, but kind of situation, and rescheduling or doing something to compensate them for the fact that you couldn't meet with them or you couldn't deliver. All right, now, so that's one. So that's something that we need to do as soon as possible when the deadline was the day or the meeting was the day of, something happened. The second thing, maybe you had that day things that you planned to do, like projects or maybe parts of the projects that weren't due, but by you not performing that work, it puts you behind, let's say, or maybe you were supposed to do that by the end of the week or whatever the case may be. What I usually do, I look at those projects or those tasks and see, okay, well, is there a minimum that I have to do, let's say, that week, that there's something that I have to do that week? If there is, then I break those tasks even to the smallest things. So let's say maybe I was planning to spend an hour and a half to do a task and get a little bit of ahead or whatever. Can I maybe do 20 minutes of that task and do the minimum I need to do by the end that week, for example, and then the rest can I do any other day? Or maybe I can push it to a totally different day the following week. You know, sometimes we work on projects for multiple days or multiple weeks and, you know, missing that one kind of deadline in our calendar doesn't affect them as much because we still have time and maybe we'll combine two kind of sittings for that project in one, right? So just Looking at that and seeing, okay, can I chunk it smaller? Is there something that I do need to do in the next few days and then the rest I can push over? Or can I push that whole chunk to another day, kind of looking at that? And also looking at things that I had that day that maybe I don't have to do at all. So deleting them and deciding just not to do them or delegating them. Right? Maybe there was something that somebody else can help me with, or I can, you know, if I'm really behind, I can hire a freelancer and just give them that one thing, that one project to get me ahead so I don't have to do it down the line because my schedule is booked, for example, right? So here are the little few strategies as to what you can do when on a day when life happens or on days when life happens or when you overschedule yourself. I'm sure there's a few more that maybe you will think of after this little Motivational Monday. I'm wishing you a fantastic week without a lot of life happening to you or a lot of unexpected things, a lot of good life things happening to you, but not a lot of unexpected, maybe unpleasant things happening to you. And see you next week in Motivational Monday and a regular podcast episode. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.